Support for NPR podcasts comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with permanent campuses on three continents, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
Falling home prices and rising defaults have battered the nation's number one mortgage lender. The depth of Countrywide's financial trouble is now more apparent. Today, the company announced losses of $422 million for the most recent quarter. That compares to a $622 million quarterly profit last year. The company now says one in three of its subprime loans is delinquent. And yesterday, the company's outgoing CEO announced he'll forego his gold-plated severance package. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
As Countrywide's troubles surfaced in recent months, the company's stock crashed about 90%. Chairman and CEO Angelo Mozzillo now says he'll give up $37 million worth of severance pay and other benefits. He says, quote, that's the right thing to do. But consumer advocates are not clapping too loudly.
Well, my reaction is obviously to laugh.
Ira Reingold is the head of the National Association of Consumer Advocates.
Come on. This guy profited beyond all imagination from the terrible lending practices that Countrywide was engaged in.
Before the bottom fell out of his company, according to securities filings, Mozzillo sold upwards of $400 million worth of stock by cashing in stock options. Speaking on CNBC last month, Mozzillo defended that.
I started this company with David Loeb 39 years ago. I took stock options. The stock is up 25,000% during that period of time. All of the shareholders have benefited with me.
But critics like Reingold think Mozzillo knew or should have known that when he was dumping stock, his company was a teetering house of cards.
It's amazing how he was able to time his sales that better than a lot of the shareholders who stuck with it. And the notion that he could make that much profit, there's something really rotten in Denmark.
Mozzillo has been asked to testify in Congress next month at a hearing on executive compensation. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Northwestern Mutual, the quiet company, committed to building lifelong relationships in communities and protecting financial futures.